Welcome to another edition of Odds and Ends. We'll look at people, places, things, issues, and events. Stay tuned for this episode of Odds and Ends.
Ethel McKay, writer, producer, singer, orator. Welcome, Ethel McKay, to Odds and Ends.
Thank you for having me.
Why, sure, it's my pleasure. This is Mike Lucas here for Odds and Ends, and we are speaking to Ethel McKay, prolific writer, singer, and all of that stuff. And first of all, did you know that you have a very powerful speaking voice?
Well,
get that voice.
I think I learned to know that. I guess I came to know that when I was very young. My mother told me that I would sit under the table playing with my dolls, and she could hear me sitting under there talking in these different voices with the dolls, giving all of them a character and a voice. And she could hear me. I don't care where she was in the house. I would be sitting under the dining room table, and she could hear me. And she would say, "Sometimes I felt like raising that tablecloth up and looking under there to see if you were there by yourself."
Great. Well, that's a good story. I like that story. And what about the singing aspect? Do you develop this at the same time?
Well, you know, I don't really call myself a singer. I love music, and I love producing. As a playwright, I tend to inject music into all of my productions. So, and then I write a lot of my material. So out of that comes my love for creating music and then trying to sing it so I can teach other people what I need them to do as a director. But I don't call myself a singer, per se. I'm loud.
Okay, let's pause here and let's listen to an excerpt from all this talk about heaven in the part that you're singing, quote-unquote.
Okay?
It causes us to ponder on all our worldly words. Every now and then, when our soul is wondering, Christians both start to wonder if we can.
You know, Ethel McCain, I think you're a singer. I don't know about that, but that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think you're a singer. We will call you a singer if you don't mind.
Me whatever gift.
Yeah, but that was great. I enjoyed that.
Thank you.
You're the author of and writer of many plays. Do you have any idea how many plays, articles, you know, monologues that you've written?
Well, as I began, it's been a good 30-some-odd years ago with a group called the Interchurch Performers. I started writing plays. One of the first ones was called Tell It Like It Is. And we went around from church to church to do that. And then I, of late, have formed a group called Pray Stage Productions Theater Company.
Yes, yes.
Out of the Mount of the Barnes United Methodist Church Drama Ministry. Out of that, we produced several more productions, one of the latest being, Let's Talk About Heaven. A couple of the ones we continued from the Interchurch Performers is Ebony Footprints in the Sands of Time, which is a Black history production made up of characterizations, music, dance. And then another is Dead Wrong, which is about AIDS in the Black community. And that's done with Charles Watson, Reverend Charles Walter, Miss Luanna Davis, and myself. And we're these characters in this little kind of a cafe, a little neighborhood cafe that do this. And it's kind of a comedy, but it's about a very serious topic, and we bring out the serious elements in Dead Wrong.
Yeah.
Pretty much
Okay, well, thank you. That's quite an extensive array of plays and things of this nature, and I appreciate you sitting down talking to us about that. What has been your inspiration through all the years, writing and producing and all that stuff?
Well, I think, like I said, I always loved music. When I was young, I had a church mother right here at Scott United Methodist Church, a church mother, I called her, Miss Gertrude Franklin, who always inspired me and told me I could be whatever God intended me to be. All I needed to do was stand up, throw my shoulders back, and take the gifts that God had given me and the talents and expand on them. And I've tried to do that. And every time I do something, I always think about her because she made us speak. You know how you have those little Sunday school plays or whatever, and doing that, and then working with the youth and things. She made me do a lot of public speaking, and I then began to love speech and writing. Went into journalism as a writer, and for a while wrote for the Indianapolis Recorder with a column called From the Front Pew. And my love for writing, my love for the church, my love for the Lord has really inspired me to continue in this on this journey as a playwright.
Okay. And what gave you the idea for Footprints in the Sand?
I knew that I wanted to reach back into history and bring out as best I can historical information and share it with all kinds of audiences, young people, old people, people who knew a lot about history and some who know nothing of our black history. I was inspired to produce this because it includes drums, dance, and everything, those elements that also entertain as well. Sometimes we have to, we have to give folks food, put a little icing on the cake, if you will. And so my icing for the cake is music and dance and entertainment. We have a young lady who plays Aretha Franklin. We reach back in history and we bring out the entertainment characters. But in the middle of that entertainment, there's narrative about our history and some reenactments of historical events. And I'm inspired to do that because I feel that people of our ages, older people, need to be reminded of our history in this country and from our roots, the motherland, and that young people need to be told about their history so they have a sense of belonging.
Mm-hmm. I do agree. That is fantastic. Okay. How many performances have you done with the Sands?
Ebony Footprints in the Sands of Time, we've been doing since, I want to say the last 25 years, at least, the last 25 years. And typically, we would do one or two performances a year. So just figure that to be, over the 25 years, that's 50-some-odd performances in itself. And we do segments of it. In between, during the year, we may take a smaller path to school. Last year, we went to Chittard and did a performance with a smaller path. So now, this year, we're just overwhelmed with performances, and we have to kind of figure out which ones we're going to do, because it looks like we're going to work up to doing four or five performances of
year. What is when you go to the schools, what is the reaction of the students at the various schools?
It was amazing. It was wonderful. When we work with young people, it is just wonderful. We play the crowd as to how we're going to do it, but it was really wonderful. The young people are very receptive. And Chittard, which is a primarily European-based high school, the African-American population, school population is small, but we were very well received throughout with all of the administrators and students of that school. It was a wonderful experience.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's great. And talking about that, talk to us about your commitment to youth as far as introducing them to have various vocal skills and social skills. And I know you're very much interested in taking what we do here out to the youth. Talk to us about what your thoughts are on that.
Well, my thoughts have always been to reach our young people, especially in the African-American community, and let them learn how to speak and to write and how important communications is. I majored in communication, and I guess I feel that to whom much is given, much is required from. And I guess what I have tried to do down through the years is always reach out and include an element of youth training in whatever we do. Prey Stage Productions is getting ready to embrace another element called speech and drama that includes young people coming on board to learn how to talk, to learn how to do public speaking, not only dramatic speaking, but learn how to interview for jobs and things like that. Just learn how to talk and learn how to read as much as they can and write as much as they can. So this is a passion of mine. I want our young people to look folk in the eye and be able to communicate and to articulate well.
Very good. Excellent. Talk to us about your family.
My family is my husband, Donald.
Okay.
And we have two sons, Patrick and Damon. Patrick and Damon and my husband, we've always made a family affair of these productions from the earliest years when my children were very young. Damon sings, so he has been in the productions as a performer.
Thank you.
But he enjoys doing that, and this is my way of keeping them embraced in God's missions as well, and not getting too far. Sometimes young people get too far away from the church and giving back their talents to God. But my oldest son, he comes in, and we need backdrop help and set and stage management, things like that. He helps that way. My husband does videotaping, and he enjoys that as well.
Okay. You know, Ethel McCain, it's been a pleasure, and thanks for taking the time to talk with us today on Odds and Ends.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. I think that's pretty good.
Thank you.
For more information on this and other Praise Stage products, please go to their website, praisestage.com, and click on Event. That's all of Odds and Ends for this time. Be sure to tune in again for our next episode. This is Mike Lucas, WILL Internet Broadcasting.